Does everybody have the sheets? There's some more over there.
More again.
Okay. Tonight will be a Shir and Yoni Machshava related to Hanukkah. We're not getting into any halachas. Maybe there'll be another time for that. But just one topic that really starts with one psak of the Ramah, Moshe Isserles, who we follow. One psak of the Ramah in source number one, and then he gets the ball rolling in terms of this interesting topic. Says the Shulchan Aruch in source number one in Hilchos Hanukkah. Kol Shmonas Yimei Hanukkah Omer Al Hanisim BeBirchas Hamazon BeBirchas Haaretz UBatfila BeBirchas Modim. This is the halacha that we know that we add in Al Hanisim in benching and in tfilos on Hanukkah. The Imlo Amar in Machzir Noso. But we know this is one of those mentionings that if you forget, you do not have to repeat. The general rule is there a chiyuv, is there an obligation to have a meal today? If there's an obligation to have a meal, so then I have to repeat. So that is why if you forget what to say on Shabbos, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You have to repeat Berachas Hamazon. Or if you forget Yalav Yavo on one of the days of Yontif, so you have to repeat because you had to have a Suda those days. But on days when you don't have to have a Suda, but you happen to say a Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, Al Hanisim, there is no specific Chi of Suda on these days, so then you don't have to repeat. So that's the rule. V'hayin La'el Umihu, continues the Shulchan Aruch. If you remembered before you finished the bracha, let's say you're in the middle of a ala kol, but you didn't get to the end of the bracha yet, so then it calls mashal of hizkar es Hashem, I feel in hizkar bein atal Hashem choser. So even if you remember right before you say the word Hashem, you say baruch atah, and you remember, then your choser you say, you go back to al hanisa. Same applies in berachas hamazon and in shmona esrei. Hagah. Now the Rama adds as follows. Yesh omrim, there are those that say, kishashachach al hanisim beberchas hamazon. There are those that say that if somebody forgets al hanisim in benching, kishemagia laharachaman, when you get to the harachamans at the end of benching, yomar, you say, harachaman hu yaseh lanu nisim v'niflos, harachaman, the compassionate one, he should do nisim and niflos and wonders for us, kishem shatisla v'seinah b'yemohem v'zman hazeh. And then you get right into B'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan ben Gadol, and you get into the all of the Al Hanisim. So this is the halacha of the Ramah. The Ramah says that if you forget Al Hanisim in the proper place during benching, there's another place to say it at the end of benching. Right with that, by the Harachman Hu Yanchilenu, Harachman Hu Yachamanu. So Harachman Hu Yanchilenu, and this is in some of the benchers. If you look at some of the benchers, they have this Harachman. Harachman Hu Yaselonu Nisim in the flows. Hashem should do Nisim for us, because Kishem Shasis Al Abaseinu, just like you did Nisim for our Avos, Payamahem as Manazet, and you say the whole Al Nisim there, and then you go into a Rachmoni Zakenu, and you finish off benching. That's the Psak of the Ramah. The Achronim, and we'll see specifically who, the Bechor Shor, one of the Achronim on this Halach of Shulchan Aruch, asked the Kasha on this Ramah. And this Ramah is the basis for our Shir tonight. And that is, what's the language? When we say Al Hanisim in the normal place, in benching. So now we understand what's Al Hanisim. It's part of No Delacha. No Delacha, we thank you. Al Shinchat Al Vaseinu, Eretz, we thank you for everything. And also we're thanking you for Al Hanisim, Al Hanifos, Al Hashuos. We thank you for all these Nisim and wonderful things that you did for us in those days. And we talk about that Nes, Matisyahu, Rabbi Mamiyatim. We talk about the whole Nes. Yet, where the Ramah says to edit it at the end of benching is a somewhat different formulation. Because what does it say? What do we don't just say thank you, we say harachman, O compassionate one, who yaselanu, it's a tefillah. Please do nisim for us today, just like you did nisim in those days, and then we tell the story of the nes in those days. And the question is asked, is this so appropriate to ask to daven for nisim? To daven for things that we need, yeah, okay, we need things, but the Hashem, please, like the Bnei Yisrael asked for Hashem to split the Yamsuf, they asked to be saved. They asked to help us out, but is it really appropriate to daven for an ace? If we examine a Gemara, which actually has to do with 2 weeks ago's Parsha, which some of you are familiar with the Medrash, it seems like it's not so appropriate to ask for an Nisim. And what we're going to have to figure out is then, when is it appropriate, when it is not appropriate, and through the answer to that question, hopefully we'll gain some insights into the Nes of Hanukkah specifically, and why we're allowed to ask for such an ace. But this starts off with a Mishnah in Brachos. Mishnah Brachos, at the end of Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet, in source number 2, says as follows. Hatsoik l'sha'avar harezu tefilah shav. Somebody davens for something that already happens. That is a false tefillah. It's useless and it's pointless. You can't daven, you know, I wish something happened 2 weeks ago. You know, that doesn't work. It happened already. Get daven for the future. Get daven for the past. For example, the Gemara gives two, Mishnah gives two examples. Haisish to Mubares, your wife is pregnant. Omer Yehira Tzoncha Teili Dishti Zachar. He's got four girls, he wants a boy. Oh, I hope, I daven Hashem, please make this one a boy. So I'm already pregnant. She's 4 months. They can go get a sonogram tomorrow. Rabbi Yehira Tzoncha Teili Dishti Zachar. So says the Mishnah, Harizit Tfila Shah. That's a false tefillah. You know what? It's done already. Done. You can't change it, right? What's done is done. So that's an inappropriate tefillah, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Or another example, Hayababa Derech Veshama Kol Tzvacha Ba'ir. Right? You're sitting in shul and you hear a child screaming in the kids' room. Oh Hashem, please don't make that my child. Please don't make that. Oh, let it be. Please, not that you're hoping, but davening for like I. So that's an. If it's your child, it's your child. If it's not your child, it's not your child. Can't stop it, so it's already happening. If it's my child, please help him stop. Okay, so that's different. But it says that if you're going past the city and you hear somebody screaming, it should be Hashem's will that screaming is not in my house. It's either in your house or it's not in your house. You can't change it. You could stop it should stop. But if it's already passed, then harezu tefila shot. That is a false tefila. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara 6 blah later in source number 3. Brachas Daf Samach says, on that Gemara, on the Mishnah, Hush Ishamu Beres, whether the woman is pregnant, and the husband says, Yehi Ratzon, it should be God's will that my wife has a boy, that's a Tefillah Shah. Asks the Gemara, but 1 second, Velo Mahani Rachami? Davening in that circumstance doesn't help? I'll give you an example from 2 weeks ago's Parsha. Masiv Rav Yosef asked, the end of line 2, the Achar Yolda Bas. The Torah says that afterwards, Leah had a daughter. But Tikra Shema Dina, and she called her Dina. So what does it mean, and afterwards? You know, every pasuk in the Torah follows the previous one. So what's the emphasis with the word va'achar, and afterwards? So says the Gemara, my va'achar, what does that mean? Amar Rav, va'achar shedana Leia din ba'atzma. After a thought process of Leia. That's the va'achar. It's an allusion to, Leia was thinking, Leia had some kind of thought, and after that contemplation, that's when Dina was born. So what was the thought? What was she thinking about? So this is the Medrash, some of you might know. The Umra, she said to herself, while she was pregnant with her 7th child, Yud Bei Shvatim Asidim Lateis B'Yakov. I know, Leah had Nevuah, she knew that Yaakov was going to have 12 Shvatim, the Shiftei Kah. 12 Shvatim, Shisha Yatmi Mani, I already have 6. I have Ruvein Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvolun, I got my 6. And the Arba Min HaShvachos, I knew Bila and Zilpah each have 2, so there's only 2 left. And I'm pregnant with number 7 now. Hari Asara, that's 10 altogether. Imzeh Zachar says Leah to herself, if this one is a male, Lo Tehe Achosi Rachel Ka'achat HaShvachos. My sister Rachel is not even going to have the same number as the maidservants. She's going to have 1, and they're going to have 2, and I'm going to have 7. Leah says, the Gemara doesn't say, but look what she did for me by the Simanim. Look how much she didn't embarrass me in the moment of her marriage. So Leah says, Oy vey, if I have a male, you know, I have to figure something out here. So she davened that she shouldn't have. She was pregnant with Yosef, really. Miyad nehefcha labas. Says the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu did the first type of changing of the uterus, and the uterus of not the uterus, at least the fetus, changed places, and Dina was inserted instead of Yosef. Says the Gemara. Shenemar vatikresh madina? Question mark. How could the Gemara, how could the Mishnah say you can't daven? Look, Leia did it, and she changed it. Alright, so what do you mean? You're allowed to daven. You're allowed to daven for that. We just see that's not a tefillah shav to change the Tenekeva to a Zachar, Zachar and Tenekeva. Just in brackets, some of the Mefarshim on the Chumash point out that maybe, again, this is somewhat of a humorous upshot, but maybe that you see in Leia and Dina, yesterday's Parsha by Shechem, it says, Atese Dina Bas Leia, that she went out. So Rashi there quotes, she was a Yatsanit. She was the one who goes out. So why would she get that from? So some say it was because she was really Yosef in the beginning. She was really Yosef in the beginning, so she had some kind of boyish, you know, tendency, so that's why it was connected to Yosef more. And same the opposite. In this week's parasha, we're going to read that Yosef was Misalsal B'Sairo. Yosef was fixed, was focused on his appearance. He was always, made sure his hair was perfect. That's what, and the Chazal berate him for it. But again, that's also connected because originally he was connected to Dina. That's why, because there's a connection between the two, that's just in brackets, somewhat of an interesting shot. Ask the Gemara, back to our question, how could the Mishnah say that you can't daven? You can't daven if it already passed. What about this case? Yes?
It depends how early on it was.
Okay, it depends how early on it was.
He was
Oh, so the Gemara will talk about that in a second. Excellent. So the first answer is Ein maskirin maisa nisim. Don't mention nisim to me. So what is that answer? How do you understand that answer? Don't bring me raias from a nace. And therefore what? And therefore, how do you answer the question? But it happened. So what does it mean? How do you tefila shav? So how do you understand this line? It's very unclear. Sorry? You're not allowed for a nace. And therefore, what happened with Leah? What happened with Leah? So what happened with her? It was a nace. So what are you allowed to? You're not allowed to? Like, how do you read this Gemara? What's the Gemara's answering? Don't mention to me nisim. She didn't know, but she davened for it. Did she daven? It sounds like, it doesn't say, it says that she was going through this process, and then nefcha, that this is what she wanted. It doesn't say Miss Powell. It doesn't say Miss Powell. That's true. But Kadosh Baruch Hu knew what was going through her mind. It started off with as a Yosef. The way that most Mepharshim interpret this line, and again, it's a difficult line. No, that the you had this look of inquisitive look so the way most Mepharshim interpreted it is that it usually is inappropriate. But Leah was an exception. Don't bring me Raya's from Leah. Leah was Leah. Leah Yemenu, she was the last of Davin for the Nace. But generally, it's not appropriate. That's how generally this line of the Gemara is interpreted. The second answer, and that's the one we're going to focus on. The second answer, though, because Laura mentioned it, be Bayasema. The second answer is Maisa de Leah, Betoch Arboim Yom Havei. It was within the first 40 days of fertilization, which, again, according to medical science, no, it's not bad. Like, it already happens. You know, it's either male or female. You can't change it on day 39. You can change it on day -2 before it happens, but once it happens, even within 40 days. There are differences in halacha between within 40 days and after 40 days, for sure. But in terms of changing gender, usually, according to medical science today, we don't assume, we don't know. But again, that's the suggestion of the Gemara, similar to what was suggested. Kedetanya, as the Gemara quotes, different appropriate tefilos at different stages of the pregnancy. Okay, but the first answer of the Gemara is what we're going to focus on, and that is, it seems like the Gemara says, don't bring me Raya's from Leah. Leah can daven, but generally you don't daven Phoenician. If that's true, though, so now we have a kasha on this Ramah and Hilchas Chanukah. Because what does it say in Hilchas Chanukah if you forget Al Hanisim? So then at the end of benching, you say, Hashem, you should do Tfil Harachamon, Hu Yasalanu, who he should do Nisim for us, just like he did Nisim in the days of old to Matasyahu, and then you go through the whole Al Hanisim. It's not appropriate to ask for Nisim. We just learned it in the Gemara. Harezu Tfil Hashav, and you're not supposed to ask for Nisim. So what is different about the Nes of Chanukah? What is different about we're not supposed to forget Al Hanisim. Like, this is all of the Evan. If you forget Al Hanisim, then, but again, we still learn messages from this halacha. So what exactly is the message of this halacha? What can we learn about the Nes of Chanukah that's unique to take with us into the Chag of Chanukah? Okay, so that's the question. This is the question that is asked by the Bechor Shor, one of the Achronim, and source number 4, the Bechor Shor in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this Ramah, and look at the end of line 3. The Kashali. It's difficult to say that this is what you should do. Devadai Muchach Perakaro at Daf Samach. It is proven from Perakaroa, that's the Gemara we just read on Daf Samach, that's source number 3. The Ein Lehis Palo Shiyasalo Neis. You're not supposed to daven that Hashem gives you an ace. Right? You could daven that you need things, but dafka to ask for a nace, that's inappropriate. Yeah. In terms of what? In terms of the
whole thing from the
could daven for a Yeshua, but dafka, is it appropriate to say that that Hashem split the Yamsa for me? Okay. Okay, but I'm saying, but that's then it's something didn't happen yet, so you're preventing it. But let's say something happened to have mamish and ace. We're going to talk about. Let's say a doctor says Rahman al-San, there's no hope, and then all of a sudden the person gets better. So we're going to talk about that. So is that called davening for an ace? We're going to have to categorize different what's called an ace, what's not called an ace. But is that's not splitting the yamsuf?
Really, what's something?
We believe Hashem. We believe Hashem could do nisim. That's for sure.
No,
but is it appropriate to daven for that nis? That's the question. Appropriate to daven for the nis. Meaning, let's say somebody, the example I gave, somebody has four girls, and his wife is pregnant. And is it appropriate that he should daven? You know, Hashem, if this is a girl, please change it. Is that something that we should be davening for, or Hashem? Oh, what about being worthy? That's going to relate to it to this a little bit. What about being? Does that have to do with being worthy? Yeah. But by Hanukkah we are. So that's the question. When is it good and when is it not good? That's what we're going to get at. And hopefully, again, some of these answers might relate to your point. But let's see a couple of the approaches of the Achron. Okay, number one. Answer, we're going to have about five different answers here, and hopefully we'll get messages about the days of Hanukkah along the way. Answer number one, you can look in source number four. We're still in that source in the Bahar Shar, the end of line eight, where it's underlined. The Efshel L'chalek. It's possible to distinguish. Devadai yachid lo yispalo al hanes. Deman yemar dechazilei. A private individual is not allowed to daven for nisim, for a miracle. Because who says a person is roi to have a miracle done for him? An individual? I'm. I could daven for help. I could daven for Hashem. You know, parnasa. But to daven for a nes, for so that for a yachid, you can't say that. You don't know what kind of schuyos you have. But if it's asking for the communal, it's asking for all Klal Yisrael, so then Klal Yisrael always has schuyos. Klal Yisrael always has a schuyos, and therefore to daven on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, that is fine, that's wonderful, that's even encouraged. And that's the difference between the case in the Gemara, which is individualized, versus the case of Hanukkah. Difference between Rabim and Yachid. And he doesn't quote it, but there are other examples in Halacha where you see different rules for an individual davening and a tzibur davening. Just give you two or three examples to back up this opinion. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Daled, source number five, says that there's a structure of Shemona Esrei. We don't just daven whatever we want, but there's a structure. We know the beginning, middle, and end of Shemona Esrei is a structure. And this is a structure even Mida Oraisa, says the Rambam. Rambam says you have to have this structure midaraisa. Amar of Yehuda, source number five. La'olam al yishal adam tzrachav. A person is not allowed to ask his needs. Lo b'shalosh rishonos v'lo b'shalosh achronos. We're not allowed to ask Hashem for things in the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei and the last three brachos of Shemona Esrei. Right? Ella b'emsa'ayos. The middle brachos are designated. Right? Different tefillah. There are different aspects of tefillah. Not all of tefillah is asking. What we call prayer in English, prayer is only a rehearsed. It's only a small part of tefillah. Prayer is asking. The asking part is the middle part of the Shemona Esrei. Dama Rebbe Chanina, really, what's the whole structure? Line 4 in source number 5. Rishonos doma le'eved shemisader shevach lifnei rabo. First, a servant mentions all of the praise of the master. When you approach, first you have to say, talk about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that's part of approaching Hashem. You have to recognize who He is. You have to the first three brachos of right, all the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing asking there. The first three brachos, we don't ask anything. It's all praise, shevach. After you praise Hashem the first three, so then the next bunch of brachos, that's asking. We say, all the asking, those are the middle brachos. And then finally, the last ones, achronos domen le'evet shekibol pras mirabo. The last ones are as if we received what we wanted. The nifter v'cholich lo, and we thank Hashem. That's modim. Right, the last three brachos, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He has given us and what He continues to give us. Shevach bakasha hodah. That's the structure of Shemona Esrei. Ask some of the Rishonim, and all of us have done this in our life, there is a time throughout the year when we do ask for things in the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei. When is that? When do we ask for things in the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei? When do we ever add anything in the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei? Keres Yimei Tshuva. Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz Bach. Hashem, save me, write me for life. Zachreinu L'chaim. There's no greater asking than that. So what are we doing? What are we doing asking for things in the first three brachas? Says the Rashba, one of the great Rishonim, you know what? Don't say it. The Rashba says, nowhere in Shas is Zachrinu Lecha Yemicha Mocha. This is not mentioned anywhere in Shas. Open up every page of the Talmud Bavli, it's not there. It's from the Gaonim, after the Gemara. But that's, by the way, why if you forget them, you don't repeat. You have to repeat from Melech HaKadosh. But if you forget Zachrinu any of the additions, because they're not found in the Gemara, they're a later addition, you don't say, we don't repeat. But again, Armin gets to say it, but some Rishonim said, what are you taught? You can't say it. What does this Gemara say? You're not allowed to ask for things in the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. So what about us? We do it. So how can we save us? How can we save us? So says Tosfos on the daf, you can't ask individual requests in the first three brachas. That's what it means. Sarche Yachid, when we say in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Hashem, you are the Rofei Cholim, we're not supposed to be thinking about our sick relative, Rachmana Lispandet. We're not supposed to be asking Hashem to heal him. That's Rafa'inu Hashem and Rafa. The beginning we say, Hashem, you are the ultimate healer. It's a praise. So we're not asking, never allowed to ask individual requests in the first three brachas. But says, Tosas in source number six, Pirush, in the middle of the first line, Pirush Rabbeinu Chana of Rabbeinu Hai, Dafka Liyachid, Aval Tzorchi Tzibur, Shoalin. Again, another rule breaker for a Tzibur. Again, just like the Bechor Shor said, you could ask Benisim for a Tzibur. So to hear, even in the first three brachas, you're allowed to ask for on behalf of the tzibur. Again, in brackets, still, why would this be? The Gemara says you can't. The Gemara says the first three are called shevach. So why are you allowed to ask? So a tzibur is different. So is there any way that we could deepen our understanding and maybe explain it that this, maybe it isn't even a rule breaker? It's an exception, but really maybe it's not an exception. So I always thought, and then I saw it in the rush, that maybe the point is that why is it tzibur allowed to ask in the first three brachos? Because when we tell Hashem that the entire nation needs you and we're dependent upon you, that itself is a shevach of Hashem. To show Hashem, to tell Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the king. Everything's dependent upon you. We need you. Please save us. Yes, that's asking Hashem, but when it's a national request, that's the ultimate shevach. When the king realizes and the whole nation turns to him and says, we need you. We need you. There's nobody else that we can turn to. So that, in a certain sense, is a shevach. And it's not really breaking the rules. If it's a personal request, okay, so one little guy in Woodmere needs me. Okay, but if the entire Klal Yisrael, you know, needs me, and they daven Zachreinu L'chaim, that's what we're davening for, so then that itself is a kind of shevach. So that's why it's allowed in the first three brachas. That's what the Rush says in source number 7. The Rush says on line 6, in the last skinny line, Mesad HaShiv Kol HaRabo Yochol Lishol Tzarchi Tzibar Tishevach B'Kavod Hu L'Rav Shaharabim Srichim Lo. It's a shevach to see how many followers the king has, capital K. So that's why the tzibur is allowed. But either way, this is the first example, second example, besides the one that we have, where you see a difference in halacha between rules of davening between a tzibur and a yachid. That's one example. Another example, you see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us in source number 8, additions in Shmoneh Esrei. Where are you allowed to have additions in Shmoneh Esrei? Add in your own words. We generally know there are two major places. Shomea Tfila, before the words Kieta Shomea, and at the end, by Elokai Nisar, before or after Yil HaRatzon. If you say Yil HaRatzon, usually after Yil HaRatzon. Those are the two places. That's what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. In source number 8, the last, second to last line, Amar Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Afa Bisha Amru Shoal Adam Sracha Bishomea Tfila, even though we said, first place to add, you could ask your needs in Shomea Tefillah. Avlambal lomar achar tefillah. So if you want to add in at the end of your tefillah, afilu keseder yom kippurim omer. Even if you want to say as long as Shmoneh Esrei as Yom Kippur, you could add in as much as you want at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Fine, that's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara seems to say that you don't add in during the other brachas. During the other brachas, besides Shomea Tefillah, we don't add in our own text. So again, Tosfos there says, only for a yachid are you not allowed to add in during the other brachos. But for a tzibur, you could add in, even during the other brachos. And we do sometimes. Right? Tisha B'Av. Right? We add in a whole section of Nachim. Nachim is one of the brachos, and we the whole half a bracha. It's even longer than the first part, Levi Shalayim. So you add in when it comes, again, Tosa said, Sarchi tzibur, you could add in even during the other brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. In the olden days, they used to say Slichos during Slach Lanu. In the times of the Gemara, sometimes they added in slichos in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So again, that is allowed because it's on behalf of the tzibur. And just one other example, and then we'll get onto a totally different approach. to answering this question. One more example, we see a chilek between a yachid and a rabin. That's source number 11 on the bottom. The Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim. Lo yispalel biyachid tfilas musaf barash Hashana al achar gimel sha'os hayo. Salacha doesn't usually come up because we usually come to shul, but you're not supposed to daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah very early. You're not supposed to daven. The Gemara says there's midas hadin in the air. There's the midah of justice, and we don't want Hashem to look at us in the midah of justice. We need rachamim. We need compassion. So that's why you're not supposed to daven too early on Rosh Hashanah morning. But says the Taz, one of the great commentators on the Shulchan Aruch, it's source number 12. You should wait until after the third hour. Lefisha begimel shows ha'elu HaKadosh Baruch Hu don olamo. Hashem judges his world then, and we wait till afterwards. V'dafka yachid. Again, only an individual davening. If you're davening at home, so that's where you're not supposed to daven too early. Aval rabim. But when it comes to a tzibur, hein el kabir lo yimas, Hashem will never turn away the rabim. V'dafka musaf, only musaf, etc. Again, a third example where you see there's different rules between a yachid and a rabim. Three examples. Number one, a rabim is allowed to add in even to the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei their own requests. Number two, you can add in during the other brachos of Shmona Esrei, not just Shema Tefillah and at the end. And number three, davening early Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Three examples where you see the Tzibur and the Yachid have different halachos in terms of rules of davening. So all this supports the first answer that we have to our question. When is the davening for Nisim appropriate, when not? The Bechor Shor in the first answer says that the difference is on behalf of a Tzibur, 100% fine, that's what we do on Hanukkah. On behalf of a Yachid, only for a private person, that's when it is inappropriate. That is all number one. Number two, don't turn the page yet. Number two is the second answer given by the Bechor Shor. And it's interesting, as we're going to see, answer number two and three that we're going to have to this question are somewhat opposite of each other, both with their own logic. So Bechor Shor continues at the end of line 12, last word on the line, Ode. Ode yish l'chalek. Anybody else want to have suggestions before we move on? But again, I think this is something that was in some of your minds. Ode yish l'chalek beinisim shel teva ha'olam shem milcham. Where there's a difference between what we would call a miracle that looks like a miracle and a miracle that is hidden b'derech ha'teva, that is hidden in nature, that let's say if you look with a religious eye, you will realize it is a miracle. Yet the outsider might not say it was a miracle. There are 39 Scud missiles that hit Eretz Yisrael, and if you see a Scud missile, it's as big as a building, and not one person dies directly from a Scud. That, looking at it from a religious perspective, is an ace. But they said these just tremendous, tremendous missiles. All these stories, but so is that an ace b'teva? That's not Priyas Yamsuf. That's not Makos, that's not the wild animals, mice or all the other animals coming in. So yesh lechalek beinisim shel teva ha'olam shemolchamot hachashmonayim mashma shayanisim derech teva ha'olam masha enkein lahachlif nekeva shetias ha'zachar, switching a female to a male, that's something that's magic, right? Hu neish sheloka derech teva ha'olam klau. That's the difference between the two cases. You could daven for a nace that will be garbed and clothed in natural events and natural occurrences. To ask Rahman al-Islam, somebody is sick, to daven for a Yeshua, even if the outlook looks bleak, it's 100% wonderful. You daven, you're not asking Hashem to change it. You're davening, the doctors will say, wow, unbelievable. But that's b'derech ha'teva. That's all clothed in nature. And that's what we always daven for. But asking Hashem to split the Yamsuf, asking Hashem to do things that objectively, even to a non-believing person, that's a miracle, so that's something that is inappropriate. Difference between what we would call Nigla and Nistar. A Nes Nistar, the story of Purim, the story of Hanukkah. Right? A Nes Nigla, something that, even though that's the oil part of it, we're not focusing on that. But a Nes Nigla, an obvious miracle, is something that we're not supposed to daven for. A Nes Nistar is something that would be appropriate to daven for. That's a second approach. But on the other hand, if you think about it, according to another one of the Achronim, he has the exact opposite approach. That maybe a Nes Nigla you should daven for, and you can daven for, and it's the Nes Nista that you shouldn't daven for. Why would that be? Why would it be more appropriate to daven for a revealed miracle? Lechora, we would say we're not worthy for a revealed miracle. So turning the page to Yeshua's Yaakov, in source number 13, has this approach, the opposite of what we just saw as approach number 2. Um, Let's start with line 11. Masher kasafti befirushi Torah b'divrei ha-medrash. Al masha amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham. He's explaining a pasuk when Hashem is talking to Avraham, and he says as follows. Al tira Avraham, Hashem, Avraham, don't fear. Anochi magen lach, I will protect you. Schorcha harbe ma'od. Your reward will be great. That's what he tells Avraham. Don't worry, I will protect you, your reward will be great. So v'amr chazal b'medrash, says the Yeshua's Yaakov, and the chazal say on that pasuk, Anochi magen lach, I will protect you. What does that mean? Hakol yodim sha'anochi magen lach. Everybody's going to know that I'm your protector. And then the next part of the pasuk says, your reward will be great. So what exactly is the medrash trying to tell us? Everybody knows that I'm going to protect you, and therefore your reward will be great. What's the connection between the two parts of the pasuk? So the Kavanah Sabazeh says that Yeshua's Yaakov, this is based on a Gemara. The Be'emes kasha'osim adam neis, menachim lo mizuchu Yosef. Says the Yeshua's Yaakov, we kind of have a credit card in Shemayim. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a payout, he gives us a neis, he does something good for us, you know, it costs us. You know, we use up some of our credit. And we earn a certain amount by all the mitzvahs that we do. But you know, sometimes if we get an ace, menachem lo mizuchu Yosef, you know, it gets debited. You know, what can you do? You're accredited. Menachem lo mizuchu Yosef. Menachem means to take away. The umnam. But that's what usually happens. But kishahanes mefursam. But when it's a public miracle, ad shehakol makirim shemeis Hashem isapel hakazeh. But if it's such an open miracle that there's such a kiddush Hashem involved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for you. But besides that, there's the count. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take zechuyos from you. But on the other hand, you caused such a kiddush Hashem. All these people say, wow, God is great, unbelievable. So that kind of balances the scale by a nes nigla, says the Yeshua's Yaakov. Im kein zacha ha'adam, sha'ayin is parsi shorosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the publicizing the name of Hashem, im kein lu'umat masha menachin lo meyaz zechuyos. Machmas Hanesha Naselo, line 16, yes, you get taken off some Zechuyos because of the nace that happened to you, but Zechus Chadash Oselo, but you just earn points in Shemayim. Masha Al Yadon is Parzeh Shor Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it all evens out. It all evens out. So it's better really for you to have a nace nigla done to you, because by a nace nigla you don't lose, right? You don't get anything taken away, because whatever's taken away is balanced by the tremendous Hakara of Hashem that you have caused. And he says that's the pshat of the pasuk by Avraham Avinu. And the Medrash, because what did Hashem tell Avraham? I will protect you. And what did the Medrash say? Everyone will know that I'm your protector. Your reward will be great. So what's he emphasizing? Because Avram's worried. Avram says, you know what? I'm going to go save my nephew, and I'm going to fight this war. And you're going to do, I'm going to fight these tremendous kings, these giants. You're going to do Nisim for me. But you know what? I'm going to lose my Schuyos. So Avram's very worried. He's not going to get as much reward. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, no, Kol Yodin, meaning I'm going to do it in a way where everybody knows. Everybody knows that I'm in charge. Right? The four kings and the five kings, the whole world realized that Avraham Avinu, he was the only monotheist in the world. They realized, oh my goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Scharcha Harbe Mo, don't worry, your reward's going to be great. That's the chat of the pasuk. Avram, how you miss your back to line 19, 20. Avram, how you miss your machmas hanisim shenasu lo b'malchama menachlo mischuyosav. He's worried that he's going to lose some schuyos. Yomalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu al tirak yanochi magin lecha. Don't worry, I'm going to protect you. And the Medrash said, everybody's going to know that I protect you. That's emphasizing that because it's going to be a nez galui. Alkein schar harbe ma'od yanki al yodon esparsim sham. And that's the Medrash. So now, getting back to our show, umeata, we're on line 24. Atishapri, now we understand what's the original question. When is it appropriate to daven for an ace and when not? You don't want to daven for an ace if it's going to cost you. You know, that's not a daven for an ace nistar. That's inappropriate to daven like Leah, the Yosef trades to Dina. Nobody knows. Nobody knew. It's all in her head, like we said before. So that type of an ace, Leah could do it. But Amos cured my sinisim. You know, you can't daven for that kind of an ace because then you're not going to have the Kiddush Hashem involved with it. But when it comes to an ace nigla, so something that everybody would admit that it's from Hashem, and along with your using up your schuyos, you're also gaining schuyos because the kiddush shem shamayim. So that would be appropriate, and that's exactly what happens here. Ban Chanukah, what are we davening for? God, what happened? Rabbi Bian Miatim, you had these a couple of soldiers defeated the tremendous Greek army, and they went into the Beis Hamikdash. That was a tremendous nes nigla, right? Even besides the oil, but even the whole story of Chanukah was a nes nigla. You know, it's not understood in, you can understand it naturally.
So that's the type of nisa we're davening for from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem do nisa for us that there'll be such a kiddush Hashem. That's the type of nisa that's appropriate to daven for. Mashenki to private nisa, that's inappropriate because then you're going to use up your schar, and that's something that you wouldn't want to do. So if you think about it, these last two points that we just said are opposite of each other. Approaches 2 and 3. What did the Bechor Shor say in approach number 2? You're allowed to daven for a nase in Teva. Nase in Teva, that's okay. But a nase nigla, you're not supposed to daven for. And this is just the opposite. A nase nigla, you should daven for, because then you have the balance of creating this Kiddush Hashem involved with the nase that you daven for. Unlike the nase nistar. So again, it's opposite approaches, but again, we get messages from both of the ideas. Again, in the source 14, you can look at home, it's Rav Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer, at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, he reads this idea as well into the Psukim at the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Okay. Two or three other ideas. Let's go to source 15, turning the page. The Kohelet Yaakov, Shlomo Kluger, Rabbi Simon in YU, he pointed, I heard part of a shiur from him on this, so he pointed out this from Shlomo Kluger. He also asked this question of, you know, what's the, how do we answer up for the Ramah? What kind of nisim are appropriate? What kind of not appropriate? And he says as follows. The end of, he's also dealing with the Beis Yosef's question here. The Beis Yosef is probably the most, Hanukkah has tremendous amount, a lot of Sfarim written on Hanukkah, tremendous amounts of Torah written on Hanukkah, but probably more Torah is written on the question of why is Hanukkah 8 days? Right, that's the question. It should be 7 days. The first day wasn't an ace. There's a whole sefer called Ner Lameya written on Hanukkah where there are 100 answers given for that question in this one sefer. That's the whole sefer, Ner Lameya. But there are more than 100 answers because I've seen answers. They said these are the answers that are not in Ner Lameya. And he has a whole list of answers. But he's dealing with that question as well. So to answer that, he says in the bottom of the first column, the Yesh Lahamtik Adavar Yosef. He says the following, connected to the idea that was just mentioned in the previous approach of Nikui Zchuyosav, you know, you're losing Zchuyos. Da'ad kan lo amrina de bedatza lo neis menachem lo mizchuyosehen. When is it inappropriate? Or when do you say that you lose Zchuyos? Rak v'neis ha'natza l'tzorach esam adav v'gufo. If you're asking for a neis because you need some help, you're having a difficult time for your own personal needs. So that's when it's inappropriate. That's when you would lose the chuyos. If you daven for that kind of nes, and you get that kind of nes. Aval b'nes ha'nase b'dvar mitzvah. But what if you're davening for a nes in order to do a mitzvah? That's not stomp to hell. Because you want to do a mitzvah. You daven for a nes to be able to do a mitzvah. Like, yeah, I don't know, you don't have a lulav. Oh, Hashem, please send me a lulav from somewhere. You want to do a mitzvah? What? I didn't see it. I know that's what it's about. Tomorrow I'd have to see it, wow. I was misnaviv alo yadati manisnavati. Okay, so it says, "Rav neis anas lo sorach esam adav v'gufo." Av neis anas b'dvar mitzvah, but a neis that's done, you ask for a neis for a d'var mitzvah. Kivon dahaneis gufa have lo sorach avodas Hashem lo shayach mazen nikus chuyos. So there's no nikus chuyos there. There's no lessening of chuyos if the neis was done to help you do a mitzvah. There's no downside to that kind of neis. For a nes that was l'shem you needed, had a need, so then that might be inappropriate. But to daven for a nes that's l'shem to do a mitzvah to help your avodas Hashem, so that is fine. Lakach hachanami v'hashemen kivan tahavi l'tzorach shemen hamenorah b'dvar mitzvah v'shaach nikas zechuyos. And that's exactly what happened by Hanukkah. What happened by Hanukkah? It was a nes l'shem to help Am Yisrael do a mitzvah. Might have to help him do the nes of the pach shemen to get back to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the type of nes we're davening for. To daven for, you know, even to save embarrassment, Leah was l'shem shamayim, to save Rachel embarrassment of having one less child, but even so, that's not directly connected to a mitzvah or avodas Hashem. To help explain this idea, there might be two other sources that that help give us insight. There is a story in Sefer Yehoshua, in Perek Hay in Sefer Yehoshua, which describe how Bnei Yisrael all got bris milah after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Right after they came in Sefer Yehoshua, they all got a bris milah in order to, they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan, Yud Nisan, and it was going to be Pesach, and none of them had a bris milah. And they're going to have to, you can't eat the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan unless you have a bris milah. So you got to work quickly. So Yehoshua took it upon himself to make sure they all got bris milah. And the big mystery is, why didn't anybody have a bris milah? They got the Torah, you know, 38 years beforehand. So not 40 years beforehand. You know, so they, the, 38 years before was the Meraglim, but why didn't any of them have a bris milah? So it doesn't say beferish in the Torah. Why not?
So the Chazal tell us a number of reasons, except Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi got bris milah based on a pasuk in Zos HaBracha. We know they got. But why did they get a bris milah? So the Radak in Yoshua in source number 16 quotes a medrash. Umibnei malo malo hayilodah b'midbar. Why didn't they get a bris milah earlier? Amar Azal ki mem shanim shahayisol b'midbar. The 40 years that Bnei Israel were in the midbar, lo nashva lahem ruach tzfonis. The northern healing wind didn't blow during those years. Ki hate why? And therefore, you need this healing wind in order to make the baby all better, to make it heal, to heal the baby. And because this northern wind, this ruach tzfonis, wasn't blowing, so that's why they couldn't do bris milah, because it was a sakana, it was dangerous. Why didn't the north wind blow? What happened? Ki heichi lo livdur ani akavod. You're going to blow away the clouds, the anonim that surrounded Bnei Yisrael. So you couldn't have the north wind blow. You're going to blow away the clouds, the Chazal say. Lefichach lo malu. That's why they didn't get milah. Ki ruach tzfonis refuah lamakas dam bezulas sakana. Right? Ruach tzfonis is a refuah for the makas of dam, and without it, there's a sakana, etc. And he talks about this this badger. So what bothers you? What bothers you? Okay, many things. Okay, give me a kasha. Give me one. What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was beyond Hashem to have the wind blow and keep the clouds there? That's the Radak's kasha. The Radak was a pashtan. Many times he'll say, I don't think this Chazal is really true to Shomikra, and he'll give another pshat. But that's the Radak's kasha. Even within the Chazal, it's so hard for Hashem to keep the clouds there. So hard to keep the clouds there. So the Im Yomar, line 21. Im Yomar Dam, Yochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hashav Ruach Tzfonis, V'lo Yisbadra Ani HaKavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have had the wind blow and not blow the clouds away. V'lo Tevatal Mitzvah Smila. Right, and not to be all the Mitzvah Smila. So says the Radak, Emes Hu. Ki Lo Yivatzim Imenu Mezimu Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done it, for sure. V'yisbarach, V'yisaleh, V'hu Yisbarach, HaMitzava Al Hamila L'shmona Yonim, Hu Hechrish Mehem. Who is Yirm Lamohi Ayilodim Kolosim Shanim? Lefisha Mitzvah Ina Betela. Ki Im Lo Haisa Bismana, Yucholo Leos Acharesman. Ubaavur Herich, this is the key line. Ubaavur Herich Zman Ha Mitzvah, Lo Yishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minaka Olam. Generally, just to do a mitzvah earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do a nace for that, says the Radak. Ki Avo Pisha Mishana Minaka Olam Biksat Hanisim, Bikriyas Yamsuf, Vahayardin, Yamidas Hashemesh. Even though Hashem does Nisim in Sefer Yehoshua specifically, they crossed the Yarden. That was the Kriyas Yarden was wasn't as famous as Kriyas Yamsuf, but it also happened at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, and Yehoshua stopped the sun and the moon. So Layatake Barova Nisim, but that usually Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do. If you're going to be able to do a mitzvah at a later point, he won't perform a nace for you to allow you to do it earlier. I'll take a question in a second. Tiafilu ben Yisonach Melchamos Va'azula Oavav Hayim Mitzrayim. Etc. That's the Radak's point. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done this nace, but he's not going to do this extra nace just to allow you to do the mitzvah earlier. But now, says the Pnei Yehoshua, you have to put these two sources together, and then it'll come back, it'll all fit in. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, that's why the miracle of Chanukah was so special and unique. Because this was an out of the ordinary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't usually do this. So we could have waited 2 weeks to get the Tahar oil. We didn't need it right away. All the Mepharshim say that we could have. There's a halacha that if you only have tamei oil, you use the tamei oil. Tumahutra b'tzibur. So you could have. So why did Hashem do this days in the first place? Asked the Pnei Yehoshua in Surah 17. Right. So what's the what do we need this days in the first place? You know, now that we know the Radak's rule that just HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make the clouds stay with the wind blowing, and you know, so what did he do Hanukkah for? That's the point. Chanukah was to show the chavivus of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. He didn't really have to do this. But by Chanukah, he went out of his way to show his love for HaKadosh for Bnei Yisrael to do it even earlier. That's what he writes in Surah 17, where it's underlined, line 31. It's to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Usually you don't do Nisim to do a mitzvah earlier. To do a mitzvah, if you're not going to be able to do a mitzvah, that we just said, you're allowed to ask for an ace. But to do a mitzvah earlier, usually the rule is that you don't. But by Chanukah generally it was for a mitzvah, but we could have even waited a little bit. Right? Could have waited a week or two until we got Tahar oil. But that's the unique quality, the special quality of the nace of Chanukah, was that even though we didn't need it, and generally Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do it, but still, to show his love for us, so that's why he did it. Even though it was generally a rule breaker, usually he wouldn't do it just to allow us to do a mitzvah earlier. So again, what did we just do in these last two sources? The answer that we have, this answer number four or so, is that the difference is whether you're asking for an ace, l'shem a mitzvah, l'shem avodas Hashem, that's okay, versus stam, an ace that I need, that I want. But this added element that if you really analyze the nace of Hanukkah, this was really a rule breaker. It wasn't just to do a mitzvah, but it was just to do a mitzvah earlier in its proper time, different than what happened in Sefer Yehoshua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't do it, but dafka to show that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And finally, one more answer. Again, there's another one in source 18, which we will skip, but one more idea. In the last source, this is from the Sefer Kamosi Shalal Rav. This is far out on Chumash, on all the different Yom Tovim. So again, he asked the question as well. All the Achronim get into this. You know, this kasha about, you know, how could the Ramat say you daven for Nisim? You're not supposed to daven for Nisim. So he quotes an idea from the Bnei Yisachar, one of the great Rebbes. Bnei Yisachar says, line 4. Ba'al Bnei Yisachar, you see where it's bold-faced? Hanoda'im. Shekasiv liyashev es mashetamo rabim. Many ask, Lama kavu chazal dafka es chanaka upurim ledoros? Why are Hanukkah and Purim the only holidays that we have to remember miracles that took place throughout history, besides the Chagim? There were many Nisim that happened to the Jews. Kigon, Yom Shehemid Yoshua Tashemes, Yoshua stopped the sun and the moon. Shemesh Begivon Domi, Reach Be'emek Ayalon, that's a pretty big miracle. He stopped the sun and the moon. Yom HaPola Sancherev, the day Sancherev was surrounding Yerushalayim with 180,000 soldiers, but Israel woke up and they were all dead. That's a pretty big Nis. No, that might merit a holiday. Hanes Benachli Arnon, right? The Pesukim describing it by Midbar that there were enemies that were hiding out to wipe out Bnei Yisrael in between these caves in the valleys, in between these two mountains. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, before Bnei Yisrael came, pushed the mountains together, so they were all in the caves, and we said goodbye to them. Kodesh Baruch Hu opened the mountains, and then when we passed through, we saw all these red rivers coming out from the caves, and we realized what Kodesh Baruch Hu had done for us. That's a pretty big nace. To ask the Bnei Yisachar, why there's only Chanukah and Purim? What's the difference between all of these? So says the Bnei Yisachar Yisod. Ubir Bnei Yisachar, line 10. Now line 11. She Yeshua Bnei Yisachar, who al yidei hiskalos or chadosh b'shamayim ima'al. When does an ace take place? An ace takes place when there is a godly light that comes out from Shemayim. She'al yadom mishaveh ha-Yeshua v'nasa ha-nace b'eretz bitachas. Something happens in Shemayim, and therefore we feel the effects al ha'aretz. There's some Kabbalistic idea. So Lamaik, so what does that mean? That there's some kind of light of Hashem that comes out and performs the Nes. But says the Bnei Yisachar, there are really two kinds of Nisim. There are two kinds of godly interventions when it comes to Nisim. B'hine yesh shnei sugei Nisim. Yesh Nisim shebahem hiskalos ha'ar hi rak l'shaitam. There's one type of Nes where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends out his Yad, Kaviyachal, so to speak. One time thing. He'll go, the sun will stop, that'll be it. It's finished. This one time, you know, this koach is in the world, the nace happens, and it's finished, it's over. You need a Yeshua now, Kriyas Yamsuf, boom! Okay, now Kriyas Yamsuf happens. Avol me'idach, but there's a second kind of nace. Yesh nisim asher nasu b'chiba yisera li'Yisrael. There are nisim that happened for the Jewish people. U'bahem ha'ar nigle, lo rak bizman shebo hisrachi shanes. Ela b'chol shana v'shana, b'yigia hayom hahu, Shuv miskala ha'arahu kamo b'shas ha'nes. There's a second kind of nes, as the Bnei Yisachar, that at one point in history, Hashem showers this godly shefa, this godliness into the world, but it's not just that moment in history. Every year for the rest of history, at that moment in time, on the Hebrew calendar, there's that potential. There's that potential for the nes to reoccur. Because this HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria, put it into the Teva, that at this moment in history, there's type 1 nace, but type 2 nace is that there's this recurring theme, this recurring idea in the universe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in when he performed the nace, so that every year there's this koach in the air to have the Yeshua happen again. Ke'eluhim, those kinds of nisim, those deserve holidays. Right? Because we want to capitalize on those moments throughout history. That's Hanukkah and Purim. Unlike the other types of nisim, ke'elu hey my nisim shasli yisob b'chanuk of a purim yokin dafka hein yikvu lizikaron ledoros. That's the idea of the Bnei Yisachar. So now says the from the Sefer Kamosi Shalal Rav, he's quoting the Minchas Yitzchak, who was Dayan Weiss from Yerushalayim. So he says, so now we understand maybe with this answer to answer up for the Ramah. Generally asking for an ace, that's not appropriate. Not supposed to ask for an ace. Who says you're right for an ace now?
But if it's already in the Bria, if it's already programmed in the history that at this time of year, there's precedence, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim at these times of year. And there's a chance he'll do it again. Now, Chanukah, Purim, so those Nisim, it's already here. It's already Bekoach. It's already, the potential is here in the time of year. So now, you can capitalize on that. Now, it's one, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. He did it once, it's in the air, he'll do it again. That's what he says, Kimasha Amru on line 19. Kimasha Amru Sh'en L'Spal L'Nisim, that which we said don't daven for Nisim, HaKavana L'Nisim Chadashim. For new Nisim. New Nisim we don't daven for. Avo B'Chanaka, Eidonim L'Spal L'Nisim Chadashim. We're not asking for new Nisim. What do we say? By Yamim Ahim Bazman Azeh. What was the language of the Ramah? Harachim Anu Yasal Anu Nisim, and it flows, Kishem Sh'asal Avo Seinu. It's just like you did there. El Rakshe Yum Shachaleinu Me Oser Ha'or HaMiskala B'chol Shana B'Shana B'Chanaka. Where's the Kaddish Baruch Hu? You did it before at this time of the year. It's in the air. You can do it again now. Those kind of Nisim are definitely appropriate. So if we think about it, we have a number of approaches related to this Ramah. Again, the Ramah says, if you forget Yal Nisim, you can say it all the way at the end in the Harachaman, Harachaman, Hashem, you should do Nisim for us, just like you did Nisim in days of old. The question that we asked was, is it really appropriate to daven for Nisim? We saw the Gemara about Leah, that it seems like maybe Leah was an exception. In Maskir and Maisa Nisim, she was an exception. She could daven. But what about, normally it's not appropriate to daven for Nisim. So when is it, when isn't it? So I think we had five different ideas to help us understand this question, and each one of them giving us messages about tefillah, about Chanukah, and about Nisan. All three are affected in the answers. Answer number one we had was maybe there's a difference between Yachid and Tzibur. An individual is not supposed to ask for such types of Nisan, but a Tzibur can. And we saw three different other examples in Halacha where there's a difference between Yachid and Tzibur. Number two, we saw maybe there's a difference between Nigla and Nistar. Open nace and nace hidden in teva, but number two, approach number two and number three were in opposite ways. Maybe it's better to daven, you're allowed to ask Hashem for an istar, a private, you know, I'm not asking for much. A nace nigla, asking for kriyas yamsov, that's not appropriate. Or the opposite, it's better to ask for a nace nigla, because then, besides getting the nace, and you're going to lose chuyos, but you have the kiddush Hashem that comes along with the nace nigla. So that's why it might be better to ask for a nace nigla. Unlike a nace nisa, a private nace, nobody knows about it, I'm just going to lose chuyos. I'm going to get credited, and I'm going to get credited and not debited, right? So that doesn't work. So that's why maybe it's not appropriate. That was the answer, approach number two and number three. Approach number four we saw was maybe there's a difference whether asking just something for what I need versus something, help me to do a mitzvah, help me in my avodas Hashem, and that would be appropriate. And that's what we saw, that Chanukah is so special in that it not only helped us do the mitzvah, it helped us do the mitzvah on time, different than what happened in the days of Yehoshua with the Bris Milah. And finally, the fifth approach that we did was that from the Minchas Yitzchak, based on the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar says that there's a difference between Nisim that are one time in history versus Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it in the Bria always, that Nisim can occur this time period. Those types of Nisim are appropriate to ask. So again, as we come to Chanukah and we try to appreciate the days, we learn from, especially that last approach, that these are days that Kadosh Baruch Hu could do Nisim for us. These are days that we could daven for Nisim. These are days that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, this is your chance. No, this is your chance. You want the Beis Hamikdash back a third time? So this is the chance of daven. So let's try to take advantage of the opportunity and take Chanukah seriously and really make the most of our tefillos and this special aura that's going to come in the coming days. Chanukah Sameach. Okay, so in the next year, but we'll see when it is. The Bishul, again, we have to figure out a time. I know that was, but it'll be after February, March time. Probably that'll be the Bishul Shiurim. So there'll be a Shiur probably towards the beginning of January, just one Shiur on some other topic. Figure out which, what? Tevilas.